Thanks for joining us, Maya. Now, when a lot of people think of yoga, they picture high-end studios, expensive leggings, and people twisting themselves into pretzels. But you argue we're missing the forest for the trees.
Exactly. If you look at social media, yoga is often marketed as a luxury flexibility exhibition. And don't get me wrong, if a rigorous physical workout gets you through the door, that's great. Moving your body is fantastic. But historically, the physical postures, or asanas, were just one small branch of a much larger tree. They were originally designed simply to help a person sit comfortably in meditation for long periods without their back aching.
So the physical part was just prep work?
In a way, yes. The real heart of the practice is training the mind to settle. In our culture, we are constantly overstimulated. We treat busyness like a badge of honor. People come to my class and the first 10 minutes are agonizing for them, not because their muscles hurt, but because they aren't used to just being with their own thoughts without checking their phones.
I can definitely relate to that. But what about the corporate wellness trends? A lot of companies are offering lunch hour yoga now to help employees stress less. Isn't that a good thing?
It's a double-edged sword. On one hand, introducing people to deep breathing techniques is wonderful. On the other hand, it can sometimes feel a bit cynical. If a company uses a 45-minute yoga session to check a box for employee mental health, while simultaneously demanding that those same employees answer emails at 10 p.m., it's just a band-aid on a broken system. True yoga encourages self-awareness and setting boundaries. It might actually lead an employee to realize, hey, this workplace environment is toxic and I need to step away. I don't think that's exactly what HR has in mind when they book the sessions.
Fair point. So, if someone wants to experience this deeper side of yoga, what's your advice? Do they need to ashram hop in India?
Not at all. You don't need to change your wardrobe or your zip code. Starts with small shifts. The next time you're stuck in traffic on the Don Valley Parkway, instead of gripping the steering wheel and letting your blood pressure spike, can you soften your shoulders and take 3 slow, conscious breaths? That is yoga in action. It's about how you respond when life gets uncomfortable.